Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Batra, Daf Kuf Samach Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud. Now to examine a line that we had in the previous Breita. B'Shem Galiomer, Antim Atan Lachaber Vazir Tashtar, Chazram Matnato, Chomer Matnato Kayemet. B'Shem Galiomer says that if you give somebody a Shtar Matana, and the guy returns the star, the matana is now returned. Chacham disagreed. My time, Rishon Gamliel. So what's his reasoning? I'm a Rav Asi. So Rav Asi throws up this trial balloon. Nasaka omerlo sadezen utunamacha, utunalacha kozman shashtar biyadcha. He says that whenever somebody gives a star matana, it's as if to say, the matana is yours as long as you own the star. This obviously doesn't work, as matkif the Rabba challenges it. Yachin nignavu avad nami. So if the star is lost or stolen, he loses the field. Doesn't make any sense. Alama Rabba, Rabbi gives the following explanation. Otiot niknot b'mesira k'mipalgi. So one possibility is that they're disagreeing about otiot niknot b'mesira, which means that when you give somebody a star, all of the shibunim that come along with the star go along with it. In other words, the letters can carry the liability or the possession. So therefore, Shem Gamliel says, sovar otiot niknot b'mesira, and therefore when you give back the star matana, you're giving back the gift. Unless you actually make a kinyan to give him back the gift, the gift is still yours. All right, let's take a look. Tanu Rabbanan, habali don mishtar v'chazaka, which sounds as if a guy is coming to defend his hold on land, which is being challenged, and he has both a shtar and a chazaka. Nidon mishtar, divri Rebbe. Rebbe says, use the shtar. Shingon leo lomer v'chazaka. Now, v'may can apologize, what's the disagreement? He said that their disagreement is about otiot niknot b'mesira. But watch this. In other words, my holding the star is not a good proof, and therefore, and somebody may have given me the star that doesn't give me ownership, my chazaka is going to prove it. Which, of course, goes against the way Rabba explained things. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Dimi, who arrived from Eretz Yisrael and gave this explanation to the Machloket, he claimed, Plugta de Demar. So you're disagreeing with my Rebbe, with Rabba, about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's position. So Amalei Batiflug. So Rav Dimi said, so I disagree. So Amalei Hachi Kamilach. He said, no, what I meant was, Matnita lo mitratza elekunetartzat mar. The only way to explain the Breita is the way that my Rebbe explained it. In other words, that Rishon Gamliel says when you give back the gift, it's because of otiot niknot b'mesira. And if so, then your explanation means that we've got a contradiction with Rishon Gamliel. Does he hold otiot niknot b'mesira or not? Ella Amar Abaye. So Abaye explained as follows in the Breita that Rav Dimi was commenting on. Here's what happened. The guy has a star. And he also has chazaka. The star has an aid on it who's a karav apostle. Plukta Ramei of Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe are simply following the earlier famous machloket, Rabbi Lazar and Ramei, about which aidim really make the deal. Rebbe Savar Laka Rabbi Lazar. Rebbe says, I don't care who signed on the star. I'm more concerned with the aidim who saw the star being handed over, which is aidim Asirikarti. And therefore use the star. Rishon Gamliel, Savar Laka Rav Meir, Damar Edi Chatima Karti, and therefore the star is no good, you better use the Chazaka. That doesn't work. V'amar Rabbi Abba, Moda Hayar Rabbi Lozer, Muziah Petochu Shu Pasul, even Rabbi Lozer, and this is a sugi, of course, in Gittin, in the beginning and at the end, that Rabbi Lozer, who says that Edi Mesira Karti, does agree that if you have Muziah Petochu, which means that if the star is inherently bad, and here you've got a Pasul Aid, Then Edi Mesira won't help you. Ela Amar Rabbi Avina, so now we have a twist on Abaye's explanation. Hakol modim shim katuv bohus kaknu ledutan shal edim nitzay ledutan mizuyefet. If the star says that the Beit Din looked into the Edut and the Edut was clearly false and the whole thing was forged, shuposel to Rabbi Abba. Therefore, then even Rabbi Lozer will say, yeah, it's possible. Rabbi Lazar and Rameir disagree about a star where there are no edim at all. I mean, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Savar Lak Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi says, use the star. There's no edim written on it, but you have edim Asira, that's good enough. Edim Asira Karti. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Savar Lak Rabbi Meir, Dama Edi Chatim Akarti, and therefore, according to Shimon Gamliel, the star is worth nothing. Use the Chazaka. But in other words, he says, The machloket, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, has nothing to do with otiot nikum b'msira. B'baiteima, the other way to look at it is, again, avoiding otiot nikum b'msira. B'modet v'shtar shiktavot, so v'chlikai malkari palgi. They disagree about when somebody admits that he wrote a shtar, do we now need kiyum? Rabbi saw Ramon v'shtar shiktavot, ain't so v'chlikai mo. And therefore, if this guy admits that he wrote the shtar, meaning the seller admits that he wrote the shtar, then there's no need for kiyum, use the shtar. But that doesn't work. We find that they have opposite positions on that. Two guys are holding onto a star. The Malva says, it's my star. This guy still owes me money. I dropped it. He found it. Now I'm grabbing onto it. He said, yeah, it's yours. And I paid you already. That's why I'm holding it. What happens? Rebbe says, do a kiyum ashtar, and then the guy can collect, we think. Shmuel Gamliel says, no, you only pay half the debt back. Ravin and Bain, in our discussion about it, we said, the first Mishnah Bab Metzia, when two guys come in holding the thing together, each one will only get half. Why would Rebbe say, it seems, that if you can make the star, you collect all of it. V'yachloku. V'amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. How did Rav Nachman explain it? V'mekuyim v'chuli amal l'pligi v'yachloku. If this star was already mekuyim, both Mishnah Gamliel and Rebbe would agree. You split, of course. Mishnah Bav Metzia. Ki pligi v'sheinu mekuyim. They're disagreeing about a star sheinu mekuyim. Rebbe said, Ramon v'star sheinu avot sarich l'kaimo, and therefore, the first thing I do is mekayim the star, and then you'll collect half. Kaim l'gavi palga. If you haven't been mekayim it, it's nothing. It's worth nothing. Shem Gamliel says it's already mekuyam because the guy admitted. Remember, the lova admitted that it's a proper star. And therefore you split. And therefore you see that Shem Gamliel is of the opinion that moda b'shtar shiktavo ein tzarich lekaimo. And Rebbe says tzarich lekaimo, which is the exact opposite position we just took. So we say epuch. In other words, switch the positions in that last braita. You don't have to switch. In other words, Mishnah Gamliel and Rebbe are disagreeing about further clarification. And we have a story. It's a case we've seen several times. So Yosef was coming after Rabbi Abba for money. He owed him money. They came to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. And Rabbi Abba said, I paid you in front of these two guys. So the Dayan said, okay, so let's see them. What if they don't come, you don't believe me? We have a rule that if you lend money in front of Eidim, evidently this is a Milval Pet, you don't have to pay back in front of Eidim. So Malay, you're right. But I hold like Rav. Rabbi Amarav Adabarava Amarav. Ha'omer l'chavero praticha b'fnei ploni uploni. If a guy says, I paid you back in front of ploni uploni, tzarek shavo ploni uploni v'yayidu. Ha'ayv Amarav Gidol Amarav Halacha Gidol Mishim Gamliel. Then Halacha is like Mishim Gamliel, which is Moda B'shtar Shiktavo and Tzarek L'kemo. V'yaf Rebbe lo'amar elo levarer. And even Rebbe, and now we get the explanation, only said tzarek kiyum because you have to clarify. You have to clarify who the Eidim are. In other words, had you said nothing, that would have been fine. But what he said was, take a look at the Rashbam. For I mean, Adin Halach Mishum Gamliel. Shaf Reino Nechlak Elu Mishum Desfirle Tzarich Levarer Tzvarav Achreish Ta'an Yesh Lishtar. In other words, had you said nothing and said, I paid you back, fine, we'd believe you. But the minute you said, Ploni Ploni Yer Ma'edim, then you already have to clarify. And therefore, Rebbe, when he said that you should be Mekayim the star, he just meant, once you're claiming a star, you gotta now clarify what that proof is. So Amalei Ananami Levara Kamina. And so therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Abba, you claim that these two guys are your Eidim, you gotta bring them and clarify that they really are your Eidim. Okay? We'll pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah, the Machloket Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, about writing a shtar where part of it has been paid off, and we'll move on from there in our continued study of the final parak of Bava Batra. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.